And the pasture is the place where they keep the stock.
Mm-hmm. And
and it's mostly grassland.
Did you ever have a chance to do any plowing?
No, that's one thing. I never did any field work either. I never did much hoe work or anything like that until my husband died. He didn't allow that. And he had plenty of tenants, Negro tenants and white tenants. But I would work my flowers and working now since he died, I have all this on the side of the house and my garden to work. I never did work in the field. Mm-hmm. No.
When you what do you do with oats when you separate the grain from the rest of it? What do you call that process?
We never did raise any oats nor any wheat either, but you cut through I can't think.
You call it thresh?
A what?
Thresher,
that's what I was trying to think of. Thresher, that's right.
And
they did that with peas and butter beans sometime, lima bean.
Mm-hmm. And after you get the grain out and the stalks come out and you bind the stalks together,
You throw them, sometimes they throw them, the chaff, I think they call it chaff, you use that for fertilizer. I don't think cattle eat that much. Mm-hmm. They don't eat that much. You use that for, not for fertilizer, but for you put it on there to hold the moisture, what do you call it?
You mean you cover a field with it?
No. Yeah, I use those magnolia leaves and burrs for the same thing.
Mulch?
Mulch, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Use it mostly for mulch. But pine straw is not good for mulch.
When you see the straw bound up, and it's in a bundle, and then those bundles are bunched together in the field. What do you call that?
Shock'em.
Shock'em.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do corn stalks, too. Uh-huh.
And did you ever hear the, when you make out of hay, did you ever hear the shock call or anything else?
A rick of hay, you mean?
A rick of hay? Very good. A rick is the same thing as a shock.
Well, they used to put a pole down sometime when they had too much hay to go in the loft. And they'd put a pole down, a big long pole, and they'd stack the hay up against the pole this way and pack it such a way that when the rain fell, it wouldn't go down into it. It would run off the side, and the cattle stayed around and eat on it all the time.
I see. Did you ever see anybody make a kind of roof supported by poles and then put hay over that? Do you remember what that was?
They put them up in the barn like that, put the hay in there and let them eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd just be hay ricks. That's all they call them. That's all I remember them calling.
And I think you mentioned the other day with tomatoes, you called the second. You called tomatoes that came up a volunteer, right? And suppose with hay, the hay, you cut it once and it comes up again the same season. What do you call that?
What do you call it?
The second cutting of clover or grass. That wouldn't be volunteer.
Mean for hay?
Yes.
Well, they just say I cut it the second time, but generally they left out a patch for seed.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't cut it the second time.
And when you work cotton to get the weeds out, what was that called?